hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm Joe Gracie alongside. Hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful week so far, already halfway through it as we look forward to Thursday, Friday, and then the weekend. That's what we love about three-day weekends, and I hope it's been a good one for you so far this week. A little late on our first traffic and weather together. Let's pick that up. Gracie, how's it looking out there?
Well, the roads are looking good. You won't see anything that's going to be out of the ordinary to slow you down. If you do see something causing delays, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Looking at weather for this evening, we do have 40% chance of storms throughout the rest of this evening in a low of 70. Right now, our radar is looking good with nothing in our area that is going to be raining right now, but just keep that in mind. It's 81 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Today's top three stories. Number one, the full House vote is coming this evening on the debt ceiling bill negotiated by House Speaker McCarthy and President Biden. McCarthy has been working throughout the day to secure the votes for the deal, as a number of conservative members, including Congressman Matt Gaetz, are openly opposed to it.
Those of us who are not supportive of the bill are trying to point out that many of the changes are cosmetic in nature, and Joe Biden's administration is going to be able to waive certain requirements and certain conditions that sound like great talking points, but that don't save the country from the ruin that the Biden administration is bringing us to.
He spoke with Newsmax there. The bill would suspend the debt ceiling for 2 years and includes modest spending cuts and policy provisions.
And former Vice President Pence is likely to announce his 2024 presidential campaign next week. His team is wrapping up plans to launch his campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. He is likely going to do it during a CNN town hall on June 7th, which is also his 64th birthday.
And in Iowa, five people still unaccounted for in the building that was scheduled to be torn down. Davenport Mayor Mike Madsen said two of the five unaccounted people are believed to be in the building. The planned demolition has been postponed. Here locally, the big push, of course, with hurricane season. The National Hurricane Center talking about a disturbance out in the Gulf that is headed towards the mainland of Florida.
And regardless of, you know, of whether that system develops or not, we are looking at certainly the potential for heavy rain across much of the Florida Peninsula during the next several days.
That's Dr. Michael Brennan, who says the system has a 20% chance of developing. Here locally, we're hearing from Escambia County leaders, of course, pushing preparedness ahead of the Atlantic hurricane season that starts officially tomorrow.
Know your zone. We want to make sure that you know whether or not you're in an evacuation zone or not. Know your home, whether or not you're going to be staying in your home or not during a storm, and making sure that you're prepared to stay there and to weather the storm for up to 1 week. We used to say 72 on you. We no longer do that. It's be 1 week ready. So that making sure.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to make sure you got enough food and water for a week, and then know your plan.
And it's emergency manager Travis Tompkins, who says people need to have their plan finalized early and have any needed supplies ready to go before there is a storm approaching. Escambia Sheriff's Office says a man was arrested for allegedly burglarizing an auto store, stealing a vehicle from that store, and then getting involved in a crash. That happened Monday. 39-year-old Dustin Williams is now charged with vehicle theft, two counts of burglary, and damage of property. He allegedly stole a Jeep Gladiator from the Pensacola Auto Brokers Truck Center on Pensacola Boulevard, and then deputies later, when they were investigating the break-in, responded to a report of a crash involving that Jeep Gladiator on Highway 29 at Archer Road. No luck there. State headlines. Florida selected today as the home of the U.S. Space Force's Space Training and Readiness Command Headquarters. Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement as STARCOM will be housed at Brevard County's Patrick Space Force Base. 515 right now, local check of the roads.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton. Taking a look at weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
As we head through tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies with overnight lows near 70. We'll end up with a 50% chance for rain on a Thursday, so a shower or thunderstorm could pop up. Otherwise, some sun and clouds. Highs will be in the mid-80s. The weather looks dry Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There is a high risk of rip currents for Thursday and Friday, so if you're headed to the beach, beware of that as low pressure is spinning over the Gulf. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 81 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. A new poll of likely Republican presidential primary voters in Florida has Governor Ron DeSantis ahead of former President Trump by 1 point in a head-to-head battle. Barry University Dr. Sean Foreman says that the numbers could help DeSantis gain more support. Trump was ahead by double digits last month in a survey from the same polling service, Victory Insights.
An update from Hollywood, where four of the nine people injured in Monday night's shooting on the beach boardwalk remain hospitalized. Memorial Healthcare officials say they are all minors and all are in stable condition. Five victims have now already been treated and released. Police detectives are still searching for three people they believe may be responsible for the shooting. Two others have been arrested for gun charges.
A new AAA survey shows that about one in five Floridians do not make advance preparations for hurricane season or severe weather. Nearly a quarter say that they will ignore warnings to evacuate ahead of a hurricane. Of those who would evacuate, 56% say that they would stay in their homes unless approaching storm was Category 3 or higher. Reasons for ignoring evacuations range from not being able to afford a hotel and wanting to stay so they can fix any damages to their property.
Senator Rick Scott weighing in on the debt ceiling bill ahead of tonight's House vote. And if approved by the House, it would go to the Senate tomorrow.
If you look at what's going to get voted on right now, the things that matter to you, inflation, your retirement benefits, your medical costs, none of those things are being addressed in this bill.
He says right now he'd be a no vote, assuming the Senate gets it. He says he'll offer up some amendments to, in his words, make the bill better.
And the Hernando County teacher in the middle of a classroom controversy is stepping down. The school district says that Jenna Barbie plans to resign. The school board member Shannon Rodriguez filed a complaint over a Disney movie that Barbie showed to her fifth grade class. The movie Strange World has a teen character who is gay. Barbie is one of 50 teachers planning to quit before the next school year.
Florida selected as the home of the U.S. Space Force Space Training and Readiness Command Headquarters. Governor DeSantis announced that today. And it's a video that you have to see to believe. A 21-year-old Florida woman somehow survived after her car went airborne, sailed about 150 feet in the air on a Georgia freeway, and flipped over on impact. There was a tow truck parked in the far left lane of the road with the ramp down, and the woman apparently didn't see it. The video is posted on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. Just shy of 5:20, we'll take a timeout, come back with a look at what's happening around the nation and around the world today. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
When I was a young boy living in the city, all I did was run, 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 run. Staring at the lights, they look so pretty. Mama said, son, 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 you're gonna grow up, you're gonna get old.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Taking your thoughts and opinions on everything going on in the news today. Also, your traffic tips, certainly welcome. And getting into national headlines, we'll get a few in before the next update on the roads and our local weather. We'll start in Louisiana. Interesting, really bizarre one here. The family of an Arby's employee who was found dead in a freezer earlier this month is filing a lawsuit. Relatives claim the latch to the walk-in freezer was broken, trapping the woman inside. Authorities said that there was blood on the door, signifying she tried to fight her way out before dying. Her body was found by her son, who also worked at the restaurant.
Police also have made arrests after 30 people attacked three off-duty Marines over Memorial Day weekend in Southern California. The scene unfolded on Friday night near San Clemente Pier. Officers say that one of the Marines asked the group of teens and young adults to stop lighting fireworks after debris hit him in the face, and that's when they were brutally beaten.
The youngest follower of cult leader Charles Manson is on the verge of parole. A California appeals court ruled yesterday that Leslie Van Houten should be released from prison after serving 54 years of a life sentence. She admitted to taking part in killing an L.A. couple back in 1969, stabbing the wife 14 times. 525 now. Let's get a check of the roads and weather together.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line with the details, which is 850-262-6611. This traffic update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this local farmer is letting you know that the Florida watermelon season is in season right now. You can learn more at followfromfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. Taking a look at weather, we do have some chances of rain for tonight with 40% for this evening and a low of 70. Chances of rain are also up 40% throughout tomorrow with a high of 83. It's 81 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. A new survey suggests most teachers in the U.S. think schools would be less safe if they were armed. A RAND cooperation survey across teachers across the U.S. last fall, and only one in five say that they feel schools will be safer if teachers were allowed to carry guns. Most teachers say that their top safety concerns in the classroom are bullying and cyberbullying.
Told you earlier in the hour, former VP Mike Pence is expected to announce his run for president next Thursday, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will apparently launch his campaign on Tuesday. He's expected to announce it at a town hall at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire.
Authorities representing the family of the 11-year-old boy who was shot by a Mississippi police officer are suing in federal court. The suit is seeking more than $5 million in damages on behalf of Adarian Murray. Murray was shot by Officer Greg Capers on May 20th after the child called 911 on behalf of his mother.
Nope, they're not filming a new Top Gun, but a Chinese fighter jet flew directly past the nose of an American plane. The Pentagon released video of the encounter and says the U.S. plane was conducting safe and routine operations. It called the Chinese J-16's move an unnecessarily aggressive maneuver. Meanwhile, China says the U.S. naval and aerial surveillance in the South China Sea region endangers China's national security.
And United States Navy has rescued one of its pilots who was ejected from a plane on Wednesday morning. The pilot was part of a fighter squadron with the Naval Air Station in Key West, Florida. And Commander Matt Pierce confirmed the Naval Air Station search and rescue helicopter rescued the pilot from the water off of Key West.
And a three-year pause on student loan payments will end this summer, regardless of how the Supreme Court rules on the White House's plan to forgive billions in student loan debt. If the debt ceiling deal is approved, payments would resume in late August. Even if the deal falls through, payments would start 60 days after the Supreme Court decision.
The Texas Outlet Mall, where a deadly shooting happened earlier this month, is now back open. A gunman killed 8 people and wounded 7 others at Allen Premium Outlets near Dallas on May 6th, before a police officer shot and killed him. The mall owner, Simon Property Group, told the 120 stores that they can reopen when they're ready and set their hours of operation.
Couple sports notes here. A busy day in Major League Baseball with a lot of early games. The Braves beat the Athletics 4-2. The Angels over the White Sox 12-5. Also, the Rays beat the Cubs 4-3 in Chicago. In the top of the eighth inning right now, the Nationals and the Dodgers are tied at 5 each. Later on tonight at 5:40, the Padres visiting Miami, taking on the Marlins. Again, that one at 5:40. Some sports headlines. Of course, we've got game one of the NBA Finals starting tomorrow night. The Nuggets hosting the Miami Heat. In Alabama, if you're a biological male, you'll not be competing in women's and girls' sports. That's the word from Governor Kay Ivey, who signed legislation yesterday. House Bill 261 limits transgender students from playing sports in public colleges and universities based on their sex at birth. That builds on a previously signed bill that bans biological boys from competing in K-12 girls' sports. And ESPN announcing starting times for the opening weekend of the college football season. Week one will start Thursday, August 31st, Utah will be hosting Florida at 7 our time. Other games of note in Week 1 include Florida State taking on LSU. That's a neutral site game in Orlando on Sunday, September 3rd at 6:30. And also Virginia will be playing Tennessee at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 2nd. That game significant because that will be the first game that Virginia plays in since the deaths of three teammates during their November 13th campus shooting. But if you're like me, can't wait for the start of the college football season. Also, if you're a hockey fan, game one of the Stanley Cup final starts Saturday. That'll be in Las Vegas, the Florida Panthers taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. Whoever wins will be winning their first Stanley Cup championship in team history. The Golden Knights have only been around for about 3 years, so they've had a quick ascent to the top of the NHL. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
It's 5:35 on Pensacola right now. It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Gracie and Joe, hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday. Always feel free to call or text in to 850-437-1620. Just a little bit after 5:35 now, and we're going to get a quick look at our roads and weather. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have an accident that's going to be on West Fairfield Drive right off of I-110. It is causing some slowdowns. Again, that's just off of I-110 on West Fairfield Drive. So expect some slowdowns right there in Pensacola. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111 with your traffic updates. And we're going to get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the upper 60s to low 70s. We've got a 50% chance for rain on Thursday, some clouds and sun in the skies. Highs should be in the mid-80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the weather looks dry, but if you are headed to the beach, we have a high risk of rip currents for Thursday and Friday with low pressure over the Gulf. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. 81 in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze on News Radio 92.3.
So we continue now with a look at health, business, and science. More than 1,700 Amazon employees are walking off the job today, calling for more flexibility with remote work. They also want the company to pay more attention to its climate impact. The move comes a month after Amazon started requiring employees to work from the office at least 3 days a week.
And Vitality says that Twitter is worth only a third of what Elon Musk paid for it 7 months ago. According to their latest markdown, Musk's investment in Twitter is now worth $8.8 billion, and he took over the company in late October after shelling out $44 billion, including $33.5 billion in equity.
Gracie, I love basketball and I love Chipotle. Chipotle is giving away free burritos during the NBA Finals. The fast food company announced that every time a player makes a three-pointer, the company will give away 300 free meals. Chipotle will tweet from its Chipotle Tweets Twitter account each time a Nugget or Heat player makes a three-point shot. And then the first 300 people to text that message to its number will receive a promo code for the Mexican Grill. Now, this sounds great, but I'm going to give this one game. I will watch game one tomorrow, and I will have my phone on Twitter, and I will just be constantly refreshing and swiping up and swiping down to try to get the next tweet, and then follow the instructions. What I anticipate will happen is that every time I do, and then I see a tweet from Chipotle saying, "Hey, text this number," I'll be like 301 every single time, and so I don't have high hopes for this. I'll give it a game, but I'm not going to spend, as many as 4 to 7 games just constantly looking at my phone trying to win a $12 Chipotle meal. Yeah. I'll just go to Chipotle and pay it myself. But I'm I'm glad that they're doing this.
I do feel like you have to try though, because yes, it's Chipotle and basketball. And if you were gonna win, a prize, this would be the perfect one.
Yeah,
for you
absolutely.
Also, Amazon Video Doorbells division Ring is agreeing to pay a fine for mishandling customer videos. The tech giant reached a settlement with the Federal Trade Commission that will see it pay nearly $6 million. The FTC said Ring employees and contractors are unrestricted access to customers' sensitive video data for their own purposes.
Today's top three stories. The House is voting tonight on the debt ceiling bill negotiated by Speaker McCarthy and the White House. Former Vice President Mike Pence will likely announce his 2024 campaign next week, likely during a CNN town hall on June 7th, which also happens to be his birthday. And in Iowa, five people are still unaccounted for in an Iowa building that was scheduled to be torn down. Two of the five unaccounted people are believed to be in the building still. The planned demolition has been postponed. So we had some fun with this last hour. We will continue to do so in celebration of the annual Scripps National Spelling Bee. More than 200 smart kids from around the U.S. are in Washington, D.C. They're competing in the semifinals tonight, which air on ION TV. That's the channel. It'll be from 7 to 9. I was disappointed to learn that ABC ESPN no longer had the rights to it, but that may have been several years ago. I'm not sure. I just remember it being on ESPN and ABC in the years past. So I don't think I will get to see it this year because of I have no idea. I'm guessing I don't have ION TV with my subscription, so I'm going to have to hear what happens with the recap. But what kind of sent us on this mission here is to find out and remember the top moments from the National Spelling Bee. And last hour, we played the clip of Numna, which if you have followed the Spelling Bee, you may remember this. The guy, the main guy at the Spelling Bee is Dr. Jacques Bailey, who in his own right is a national treasure. But he's the very popular guy that says the words. He does the language of origin. He does all that. He's the main guy that's on the TV, you know, helping the kids out with their words. So he said the word numna, and the kid was like, numnuts? And that, of course, you know, made everybody laugh. So here is this hour's iconic moment from the Scripps National Spelling Bee, and it features Dr. Jacques Bailey.
Fejawada. Watch for his reaction on the language of origin.
May I have a sentence, please?
Tabitha discovered that while her milkshake brought all the boys to the yard.
No, stop, oh, boy.
Stop. Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the wrong sentence.
Stop. Hold on. No. Don't read the sentence. No.
They made a good joke.
So apparently, each word has one sentence that's approved, you know, for the National Spelling Bee competition, but there are several that are put together for use, and that they go through this multi-layered rigorous review about which sentence is going to be the most appropriate one. So apparently the one with the milkshake bringing all the boys to the yard slipped through the cracks because that was not supposed to be the sentence that was used, and you know, for understandable reasons. So he starts, you know, going off on the sentence, and you know, you hear the lady like, "Oh no, not that sentence." I mean, I don't think it would have made a difference one way or the other, but in terms of helping the guy get his getting the spelling of the word. But yes, Dr. Jacques Bailey, the academia. He's probably got 4 or 5 degrees from Harvard, Yale, all of them. And just hearing him say, bringing, milkshake, bring all the boys to the yard. That's an all-timer Scripps National Spelling Bee moment there.
Love it. Well, another pop culture news. We got another an elder bringing a baby into the world. So we had this story a little while ago with Robert De Niro. But now Al Pacino is becoming a father again at the age of 83. TMZ reports that Pacino's 29-year-old girlfriend is 8 months pregnant. She is linked to Pacino for just over a year now, and she previously also had a relationship with Mick Jagger.
Texter says the $20 digital antenna that allows you free access to about 50 channels. Ion is one of those.
Oh, nice.
So that's a public service if I've ever heard one. I appreciate your service to your country. Whoever sent that in, we appreciate it. Congress is getting involved in concert tours. Two New Jersey congressmen are sponsoring a bill called the Boss and Swift Act. It's an effort to bring transparency and regulation to the ticket industry that they say is badly corrupted. The bill, of course, is named for Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift.
And if you are a fan of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, there's a new trailer out for the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. The animated film is a new take on the classic characters. And the cast includes Jackie Chan, Seth Rogen, John Cena, Post Malone, Paul Rudd, and it hits the theaters on August 2nd.
I was not a big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle guy growing up as a kid. I mean, I definitely had friends that were, so I have no interest in seeing this. And, you know, it's nothing against the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It just wasn't my thing growing up as a kid. But, you know, more power to you if you are one of those people that are super excited. I mean, the cast sounds great.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, I think it'll be good. I just, you know, not up my alley. 5:45 right now. Let's take a brief pause for traffic and weather together.
Well, roads are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. And our bridges, Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, not showing any major delays. If you do see something else slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We do still have slowdowns on Fairfield Drive right off of I-110 in Pensacola. That is due to an accident. Taking a look at weather, it's 81 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. We have some chances of rain for tonight at 40% with a low of 70. And we do have some chances of rain throughout tomorrow with a high of 83. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
A man behind bars after he allegedly took a stolen bulldozer on a destructive joyride through Virginia State University's campus. Police say the 27-year-old suspect stole the bulldozer from a construction site. He then rammed into a VSU police car, a building on campus, parking signs, light poles, trees, and a nearby church as well.
And two strangers are now co-owners of the Guinness World Record of the most tattoos for Marvel comic characters. Canadian Rick Salamento, I think that's his last name, and American Ryan Logsdon both have 34 Marvel tattoos. Salamento says that he admits that he might be done. He's running out of space, but Logsdon says that he might have room for a few more tattoos.
How far would you go if you misplaced or lost your cell phone? Well, a government official in India probably takes the cake here. He was suspended from his job after he ordered an entire water reservoir to be drained so he could retrieve his phone. The man, who works as a food inspector in the government, dropped it while taking a selfie. It took 3 days for workers to pump out more than 2 million liters of water. In the end, the phone wouldn't even start. I mean, in the days of, you know, iCloud and, you know, whatever Android has, I have no idea. I just cannot fathom that he would have gotten approval for this. And if he didn't get approval for this, I mean, I have no idea what, you know, I don't know. I don't know the guy, but he must have had something that he didn't want anybody else to find. Or, I mean, I don't know, have any other explanation why you would drain an entire water reservoir to find a phone in 2023.
And they allowed you to, like, let that happen. Like, I feel like other people would be like, yeah, no, sorry. Like, you're just out of luck.
It's a phone, man. Here's $1,000. Go buy a new one.
Yeah, exactly. Another wacky story out of Connecticut. A sweet toothed bear made its way off with 60 cupcakes from a Connecticut bakery. Video of the incident shows that the bear is going into the garage of the bakery, dragging out the box of cupcakes into the parking lot. And employees said that they were in the process of loading up the cupcakes into a van to go out for delivery.
Summer safety tip. I did not know this was possible, but I do this all the time. Don't leave your sunglasses on your dashboard, or else they could turn the sun into a death ray and burn up your car. Fire department in England says that that is exactly what happened and posted a photo to their Twitter account showing that it had melted the entire dashboard, the top of the steering wheel, and burned a big hole through their windshield as well.
Oh, gosh.
Did not know that you could do that, but I have Ray-Bans, you know, like the aviator, so, I mean, I would imagine that mine would be more conducive to that, given the metal that's involved there, so... I will no longer put them on my dashboard for any length of time.
And, like, does it get that hot in England? Like, I would think that Florida would be a prime place.
Yeah, I'm surprised we don't hear this more about in Florida, to be honest with you.
Also, always feel free to call or text in your thoughts or opinions to 850-437-1620. We were talking a little bit about the best spelling bee moments. Got a text in. What's in the next spelling bee? Anaconda. Use the word in the sentence. My anaconda don't want none. Hopefully that's not happening.
That would pass the,
I don't think so either. I hope not. You never know with those spelling bees, though.
There is, if my milkshake, how does it go? Milkshake
brings all the boys to the yard.
If that's not what was not supposed to improve, there's no way that, that one's getting approved.
Yeah, I know for sure. It's 5:50 right here on News Radio 92.3. We're going to take a quick break before we, come back for some good news stories. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great Wednesday, halfway through the week, and it feels nice when, you know, there's a bank holiday on a Monday. It really makes the week fly by. So hope you're feeling that way too. Just shy of 5:55, going to get a last look at our roads and weather for this hour. We are looking good on I-10, I-110, but we still have slowdowns on West Fairfield Drive right off of I-110. This is going to be due to an accident in the westbound direction. Expect some slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111 for weather. We do have some chances of rain coming for tomorrow. 40% chance for Thursday with a high of 83. We do have chances of rain tonight as well. 40% chance of rain this evening with a low of 70. It's 80 right now in Pensacola, 81 in Milton, and 80 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
So we've dedicated today's show to the celebration of the National Spelling Bee. The semifinals are tonight and the finals are later on. Apparently ION TV, you can just get with the standard $20 antenna. So I did not know that, but I'm excited about that now. And we've been reviewing and playing some of the most memorable clips in Scripps National Spelling Bee history. We've done the Numbnuts one. We've done the one where Dr. Jacques, what's his name? Jacques Bailey. In when the speller asked for a sentence, says, when her milkshake brought all the boys to the yard, and then he was immediately stopped because that was not the approved sentence. And Texter had told us about, well, how about the one where the guy faints? This from 2004.
Bow. They can request bonus time, one time only.
So, alapacoid is the word.
Alapacoid means like a fox, a vulpine.
And his eyes just get bigger, and then
oh my God.
He takes a few steps to his left, and then
happen.
Just
the poor gentleman. He's the young man apparently has fainted on stage. I think he's okay, but they did stop the clock.
A L O P E C O I D. Alapacoid.
That is correct.
So, yeah, your reaction was exactly what I expected. Just wide-eyed and just like, wait. Not only did he faint, he just got up and just rattled it off like nothing had happened.
Oh, my my goodness. I'm getting excited to watch this, but I've never watched this.
You haven't watched it?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. It's good. Now it's good entertainment.
Now I'm hoping that something fun happens.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's another moment. We'll have a couple of more next hour. Some good news before we head to WEAR News at 6 o'clock. A guy from Maryland who used to be a garbage man just graduated from Harvard Law School. Rehan Staton was in the news back in 2020 when video went viral showing his reaction to being accepted.
All right, I'm clicking it. Congratulations!
So, yeah, that's cool there. Staton worked as a garbage man while he was an undergrad at Maryland to help support his family and pay for college as well.
Awesome. Another nice story. More than 50 years after graduating high school, 72-year-old man Sam Kaplan became the first of his seven siblings to earn a bachelor's degree. He graduated from a Georgia Gwinnett College, and when making the story even better, his 99-year-old mother was there to cheer him on from the crowd.
That's awesome. Well, we got time for one more. Here's another iconic moment from the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Sardoodledum.
So, yeah, the word was sardoodledum.
Sardoodledum.
And the speller, Kenny Awad.
Sardoodledum.
Just can't make it through. Sardoodledum was the word. It takes about 2 minutes for him to finally compose himself and get all the origin, the meaning, the sentence, all that stuff. But sardoodledum, an iconic moment from the 2007 Spelling Bee. Well, it's 6 o'clock, Channel 3 News coming up. We'll see you in about 12 minutes for a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. It's Pensacola Right Now, and it's News Radio 92.3.